My brothers and sisters in the Lord, welcome to Lent. Welcome to this time in which we go with Jesus into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. This time of conversion, repent and believe in the gospel. This time in which we remember our mortality, that this world is not all there is. Remember, man, that you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. And so we spend this time with Jesus as he spent his time in the desert 40 days and 40 nights before beginning his public ministry. Until we arrive on that triumphal Palm Sunday in which we sing Hosanna to the King of Kings and walk the way of the cross with our Lord in his passion, his death, and his glorious resurrection on Easter morn. And so the question, my brothers and sisters, is this: why Lent? Why do we take this time to go with Jesus for these 40 days? Why do we come here this day to be marked with the sign of the cross with ashes on our forehead? We remember, my brothers and sisters, that Lent is not about condemning ourselves for being human. Lent is a reminder that we're called to be fully alive, fully beautiful, fully human, as God calls us to be, because we're created in the image and likeness of God. And so we take this time to go deeper into our lives, to go within our own spiritual gardens, to go within our own souls, to see what is preventing us from truly being the disciple the Lord calls us to be, what is preventing us from truly being human as God has created us. We look in that spiritual garden and we look for all the weeds. The weeds that need to be pulled up and uprooted. The weeds of sin and vice and inordinate attachments. We look at all the little critters that are running in our own lives and in our souls. They're kind of like the cockroaches. And I love this example. All of you are familiar with the Raid commercial that kills the cockroaches. The cockroaches come in front of the Raid, the insect repellent, and what happens? Boom! They're gone. Well, in the season of Lent, when we come before Jesus, all those little cockroaches that are our sins, they go boom! They're gone. They're meant to be uprooted, to disappear. But the only way that can happen, my friends, is if we enter the season of Lent with authenticity and integrity. If we truly want to be the disciple the Lord Jesus calls us to be. Because you see, my friends, as we hear in our first reading from the prophet Joel, rend your hearts and not your garments and turn to the Lord. It's not about the show. It's not just about externals. It's about what's going on in the heart and turning back to God. Why Lent, my friends? St. Paul says, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. That's why. For all the ways that we have strayed, to be reconciled to God with authenticity and integrity. Because we know, my friends, that sometimes and many times we can get caught up in the externals of life. Even Jesus says right at the beginning of the gospel today, take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people might see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. It's not about a show. Father Cooper's not up here to sing and dance and entertain you. It's about returning to God with all our hearts, all our mind, all our soul, and all our strength. But sometimes we do get caught up in the externals. I was reading a little story about a man who went to a concert. And while he was at this particular concert, it was a wonderful full performance. The musicians were terrific. It really reinvigorated him. And at the end, the musicians received a standing ovation. And as the man looked to his right, he saw two of the ushers there in the theater, the auditorium, and they were clapping louder than anyone else. They were cheering louder than anyone else. And he said, look at them. It's really touched them. It's really moved in their life. Until he heard one of the ushers say to the usher standing next to him, keep on clapping. If we clap loud enough and shout loud enough, maybe they'll play an encore and we'll get some overtime pay. The externals don't always match up what's going on in the heart. What about us, my friends? True story. 1993, the American Heart Association had their annual convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Over 300,000 cardiologists, surgeons, and nurses, and other researchers and individuals gathered. And it was about how fats affect the heart and bring about heart disease. And so they did a little study. And you know what they found? That the individuals who went to that convention to talk about how fatty acids affect the heart, they ate more fast food than any other convention held at the convention center in Georgia that year. And when one of the researchers approached one of the cardiologists with this fact and asked why, and asked him, were you setting a bad example? This was his answer. Oh no, I wasn't setting a bad example. When I sat down for my bacon cheeseburger, I took off my name tag. My friends, I give you that story because sometimes that's us. As disciples of Jesus, we take off our baptismal promises and we kind of try to push them to the side. We take off the name of Christian because we want to go our own way, and we'll pick that name tag up at a later date. But as St. Paul says, be reconciled to God. And what does Jesus remind us of in the gospel? He reminds us not to be hypocrites. This is from the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus is addressing specifically the Pharisees because these were very important religious practices in their life. And he was addressing the fact that it wasn't that the practices were inherently bad, they're good practices, but for the Pharisees it was all about the external. They gave alms, but they wanted to make sure everyone knew what they were giving. For the Jewish people, a lot of times when they prayed, they lifted up their hands and they held them out. But what did the Pharisees did? They looked around to make sure people were looking at them to see how high they could hold their hands and for how long. When they fasted, normally they fasted on Mondays and Thursdays, 12-hour fast, sun up to sundown. The Pharisees wanted to ensure that everybody knew that they were fasting. And Jesus says to us, do that in secret. Make sure it brings about a conversion of heart. It's not about the externals. It's not about putting on a show. It's about returning to God. And you know what, my brothers and sisters? Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees. He was speaking to the scribes. And he's also speaking to you and to me. Because at times in our lives, all of us can be hypocrites. What does Jesus say in the gospel? They preach, but they do not practice. Sometimes we talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk. And we come today acknowledging our sinfulness and entering these 40 days and 40 nights for renewal and conversion. Because all of us have had that hypocritical experience. Sometimes in major ways, sometimes in very minor ways. Here's an example. You're at Rouse's or Walmart, and the sign says 10 items or less. And the person in front of you has 40 items. And boy, your blood pressure is just going. You just want to tell them something. You're ready to take off that badge that says Christian and go after them. Jesus says, forgive. And how hard is that when we hold on to unforgiveness? He says, pick up your cross each day and follow me. And sometimes we want to stay in our own pity party. You see, my friends, the words are addressed to each and every one of us this day. But we are a people of hope. And what is our hope? Well, there's a British writer who wrote a little story, a short story. It's called The Happy Hypocrite. And it's about a man who wanted to marry a very lovely, very beautiful woman. Beautiful on the outside, beautiful on the inside. But he was a very rugged kind of man. Very deceptive kind of man. And so he knew that in order to achieve this goal to marry this woman, he had to put on a facade. So in the short story, he puts on a mask. And it's the mask of a saint. And he greets the woman. It covers up all of his external faults and issues. Eventually, they fall in love and they are married. And as he's wearing this mask, he's noticing that something's happening to him, but he can't understand what. And towards the end of this short story, a woman from his past, she's really mad because this man tricked this woman. And so she confronts him in front of his new wife. And she pulls off his mask. But guess what's under the mask? The face of a saint. The mask transformed him. You see, my friends, as we receive the ashes on our forehead, that is in some way our mask. And hopefully, my friends, we can be like the happy hypocrite. That mask can transform us and mold us and melt us to be the disciple God calls us to be. And when should all of this begin? Right now, today. As St. Paul says right at the end of his letter, behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. My friends, welcome to Lent.